Many people today treat church membership as optional. Some attend when it is convenient. Some watch services online and never unite with a congregation. Others say, "I am part of the universal church, so I do not need to join a local church." But the New Testament gives a much stronger view of the church than that. Christianity was never meant to be lived alone. The Lord saved His people and gave them a place to worship, serve, grow, and carry out His work together. Church membership matters because the church matters to Christ. A New Testament church is not merely a building, a religious club, or a gathering of people with similar interests. It is a local body of saved, baptized believers joined together under the authority of Jesus Christ. The church has been given the work of preaching the gospel, baptizing believers, teaching the word, keeping the ordinances, and glorifying God. Acts 2:41-42 gives a clear pattern. Those who received the word were baptized, and they were added. Then they continued in the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. That order is important. They believed the gospel. They were baptized. They were added to the church. Then they continued together. Church membership is not salvation. A person is not saved by having his name on a church roll. Salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Baptism does not save. Church membership does not save. Good works do not save. Christ alone saves. But after a person is saved, he should want to obey the Lord. Baptism is the first step of public obedience. Then the believer should unite with a true New Testament church and serve the Lord faithfully with his people. Church membership matters because believers need fellowship. God did not design Christians to be isolated. A coal removed from the fire soon grows cold. In the same way, a believer who separates himself from the church often grows weak, discouraged, and careless. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "We are to consider how to encourage one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together." The church is where believers worship together, pray together, learn together, serve together, and encourage one another. Church membership also matters because every believer has a place in the body. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, "Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it." Paul was writing to a real church in a real city. Each member had value. Each member had responsibility. A hand does not function properly when separated from the body. A foot cannot do its work alone. In the same way, Christians are meant to function together. Every member matters. Some teach, some encourage, some serve quietly, some give, some pray, some help carry burdens. But every faithful member strengthens the body. Church membership matters because it brings accountability. No Christian is above correction, encouragement, or spiritual responsibility. We all need people who care enough to help us stay faithful. We need sound preaching, honest fellowship, and loving correction when we drift. This is not control, it is care. A church that loves the truth will not treat sin lightly. A faithful congregation helps its members walk in obedience, not because salvation is earned by works, but because Christ deserves faithful lives from His people. Church membership also matters because Christ gave His ordinances to the church. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are not empty rituals. Baptism pictures the believer's identification with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. The Lord's Supper remembers the body and blood of Christ and looks forward to His return. These ordinances belong in the life of the church. They are sacred acts of obedience, not casual religious customs. A believer who refuses the church cuts himself off from the place where Christ intended His people to worship and obey together. Church membership matters because the Great Commission was given to be carried out through the Lord's churches. In Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus commanded His followers to make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to observe all He commanded. That work requires more than individual effort. It requires churches committed to the gospel, sound doctrine, and faithful service. A church is not perfect because its members are not perfect. Every congregation has flaws, struggles, and burdens. But that is not a reason to abandon the church. It is a reason to be faithful, patient, humble, and useful. Some people say they love Jesus but have no use for the church. That is a dangerous attitude. Christ loves his church. He gave it his work. He gave it his word. He deserves glory in it. Ephesians 3:21 says, "To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." That verse gives the church a high purpose. The church exists for the glory of God. It matters because Christ matters. It matters because the church belongs to Christ.